Hello and welcome to Lincoln Visits in the AOI podcast studio. My name is Clay Simpson, Sales Development Manager with Visit Lincoln. And joining me in the podcast studio today is the always smiling, always upbeat, quite possibly the most positive person in the city of Lincoln, Sue Ellen Pegg with the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at the University of Nebraska Lincoln. Sue Ellen, thanks for joining us today. It's so good to see you.
I'm so happy to be here, Clay. This is exciting. I'm happy to be on the podcast.
Absolutely. Sue Ellen, if you just want to kind of take the mic and introduce yourself a little bit, tell us about yourself, about your position at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and all of that.
Excellent. Well, I have been at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln since 2008, so I'm approaching, not quite, but approaching 20 years. And I've always been in a role that was working to bring students into the university. And I started out in a couple different ones, but now I work specifically for the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, or CASR for short, in the Dean's Office, and I oversee recruitment for the college. So that means I get to do all the fun event planning, all the campus visits. Sometimes I get to travel. Get to go to cool places like the State Fair, or I just got back a couple weeks ago from National FFA Convention. Okay. So I'm very much the person who's out front of people, and I love it. It's a great gig. I get to meet people from all over this great state of Nebraska and people from other places, other parts of the country and other parts of the world, which is always fun.
Yeah. So coming up on 20 years.
Coming up on 20.
A couple years. So you said you've always been in a similar role of bringing students into the university. How have you seen, within the same position that you've had, things change since 2008?
Absolutely. Things have changed a lot. Certainly the volume of students that come in is huge compared to what it used to be. And we used to do the role with just a couple people, and now it keeps expanding. And we've got a team of four now that are full-time through the dean's office, as well as a lot of student help and then recruiters in all the different departments. So we have a kind of a full court press. We're so excited to get students to campus and to help them see all the opportunities that are ahead of them.
Yeah. And I mean, over at East Campus, I mean, just an abundance of opportunities.
Absolutely.
Between East Campus, main campus, just getting those students on campus and seeing everything that is
Absolutely.
Available.
Yeah, and I always like to say we have the best of all worlds because we have a total of three campuses with Innovation Campus as well. And so depending on what experience you want, we have it all at the same institution. You can still go to great sporting events and all the great culture that's in Lincoln, and you get to learn at a Research One institution.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So as you mentioned, you know, you were involved in numerous student engagement events and activities at CASR at the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources for a long time now. Can you talk about, you know, some of those events, how those events came about, you know, what you do to promote those, put those on, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we do host a lot of events specific to bring students in, but we also do a lot of events that are open to the public as well. So summer outreach, like what we do with our Discovery Days every summer, where we have three Saturdays a month that everybody from the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources, kind of like a little farmer's market. And so we're outside and we're doing cool activities. I always love that one. We have special events for incoming students, but we also host a lot of events where we're trying to get students in and families in to learn more about the university. We're partnering with Big Gumdrop Outdoors this week, and so we will have some folks that are not always experienced in the agriculture field that are on campus and get to experience some great hands-on as well. In the spring, we always host an admitted student event, and we've worked with you on that in the past, finding rooms for our out-of-state students and so forth, or people outside of Lincoln that it can't drive, right? Or can't go there and back. And so that's always fun as well to get them in and get to show them all that we have to offer at the university and in Lincoln as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned, you know, a lot of those events, or a few of those events, are open to the public.
Yes.
So, you know, we will always try to promote those and get people in Lincoln excited about what is happening on East Campus and in the College of Agriculture and stuff like that. You know, you mentioned, in the same capacity of how your position has changed, how have you seen these events change, you know, since maybe the early stages of planning and now with just the abundance of students that you guys have interested in your program? How have those changed over time as well?
Sure. Well, I mean, just the way we invite people to things has changed, because when I started, social media was just getting started. So we were sending postcards and letters and we'd fold three sorts of pieces of paper and send it out in the mail. And now we're doing everything via social media and email invites and those sorts of things. So that is one way things have changed a lot. We've also, just the ability to respond and interact with people is so much faster. And then events as a whole, right? There are a lot of things going on, and trying to find a good date and trying to work with all the partners is always, it's always exciting, and it's never the same. So we always get to learn as we're going through, and I wouldn't still be in this job if it was the same every day, right? That's
yeah.
no fun.
Yeah.
But I'm always excited to see how we can cater to different audiences and adapt our presentations to who our audience is, which is super fun.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So you're telling me that nowadays students don't have a massive box of college letters and materials sitting on top of their fridge. They have it in their email inbox.
Yes, like the first day of school, or the first day the applications were open across the U.S., actually, August 1st, I had a screenshot from a senior's email, and the whole screen was covered in, you can apply today, right?
Yeah.
So they still get paper as well, but they also, their email is just flooded.
Flooded with things.
Yeah, it's always hard to be on the cutting edge at that, right? Because things yeah. change fast in that area, but it's super fun to be current and stay up with the times and,
yeah.
and get students excited about what opportunities we have here.
Well, and that's cool that you've had that opportunity to, you know, explore, okay, you know, what is the best way to
yep.
get engaged with these students?
Absolutely.
Is it an email that has, you know, some kind of content that they can engage with, or is it social media? Is it all mm-hmm. these things? So
yep.
that's cool that you've been able to be a part of that.
It's kind of fun when I think back now and I start talking with, you know, current students, and I'm like, oh wait, we did this, and they're like, oh, you weren't born then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. Well,
yeah,
but it's fun to see how it's changed.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do something you
know.
But it's fun to think of how much that has changed, and you know, 20 years doesn't seem like a super long time. So.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So you know, when talking about event planning, you know, especially on any university setting, but being on East Campus, but having a lot of you know, staff that helps with event planning and stuff mm-hmm. like that over on City Campus, you've probably had the opportunity to work with a lot of people across different departments and colleges and all that stuff. So when planning one of these events, you know, both the ones that are open to the public that require a whole different type of logistics,
yep.
As well as the student-focused ones, how have you seen kind of the planning process and the organization across multiple departments and then bringing those people together to plan those events?
I think that's one of the other things that's changed over time. We used to do things more in a silo or in a vacuum, and now you can't do anything that way, right? So we work with parking, and we work with catering and dining, and we work with our partners in other colleges. We work with the admissions team. So it's really been fun to see how those relationships have grown. And over time, as we've had some longevity in some of those roles, it's really fun to see how we can work together. It's like, oh, wait, I can call. I know so-and-so who can help me mm-hmm. answer that question. And it's been so much fun to work across all those lines. And just the relationships you build with people are huge, right? So
yeah.
it's been a whole lot of fun to
you
work
probably- You probably have connections that you couldn't have even thought that you would have, you know, university-wide.
Absolutely. When I started, yeah, and including the chancellor's office, right? Because that has changed too over time. So it's been a lot of fun to work through all of those
yeah.
levels and to have all those experiences and build that network. And, you know, certain events will require a lot of calling in favors. And so
yeah.
it has been fun to build those networks over the years.
Yeah. Well, speaking of one of those certain
mm-hmm.
events, we'll segue into you know, a major event of just academic excellence on the highest level back in May of 2025 when the University of Nebraska hosted the Science Olympiad
mm-hmm.
National Competition.
Mm-hmm.
You played a huge part in that. got a lot of time with just the most amazing students. Can you just tell us a little bit more about Science Olympiad as a whole, especially on the national level, and talk about just how you played a part in making it so successful in Lincoln?
Well, I do think it was very successful, and thanks to Visit Lincoln for all of that as well. It was one of those that we, when we found out we were going to get to host it, we had about a year, not quite a year, to get it all together. And so it was definitely one where I was like, okay, who are the people who get stuff done in every college on campus, every unit on campus? And so we really assembled an amazing team, and I got to help lead that, which was pretty awesome. And they were people who got things done. And it was really fun to work together, because a lot of times we don't get to work quite that closely together and quite, you know, weekly meetings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really built a good network who had connections everywhere in housing and in College of Business and College of Education Human Sciences and our parking folks and our Lincoln Police Department or our Lincoln UNLPD. And so it was great to work as a group solving those problems and getting those to the next steps. And we definitely called in a few favors here and there to get that all done. But the students when they were there, it was amazing. And to see, we were hosted mainly, had all the activities in Kewett Hall, which is part of the College of Engineering, and it was awesome to see them all everywhere having a blast, getting involved in the STEM Expo and all the opportunities they had to learn more about Lincoln, about the university. And I know I talked with several of them at the closing session who were just like, I had no idea Lincoln had all of this. And it was so great to be able to showcase all that we have to offer with the top students from across the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 2,500 students, probably equal number of families, younger siblings that haven't even thought about college yet. The exposure that the University of Nebraska got and just the department wide, the business college and engineering and,
College of Arts and Science was instrumental. I mean, we had, everybody was involved. They also, while the students were there, we had some fun stuff for them, and then they had to compete as well, right? So that's why they're all there, and that brought in a lot of our facilities and to be able to use them and different people at the university that helped us with all of the materials we needed. And mm-hmm. It was just an incredible show of support and people who came just to help us feed lunch to all of our volunteers. It was really, truly an amazing opportunity. And I think that, the students had a great time, but I think those of us who helped from the city of Lincoln and from the university had a blast as well.
Yeah, I can definitely say I had the most fun with that event. It was just so fun helping with that. And on a smaller scale than the national competition, you also have been highly involved in the state-level competition as well. And that happens on an annual basis at the University of Nebraska campus. And, now that you've had the chance to do both, tell us a little bit more about like the state competition, the students that you see at that competition and just kind of the difference and how long you've been involved with the state level.
Absolutely. So as soon as I started at the university in 2008, I started helping with the state level one. And I don't remember, it was right in the 2005-ish area, I think, when we brought it out to East Campus, because it was nice. We have good use of buildings, but it was easy for students to move back and forth and a safe place for them to run around and get off some energy as needed. It's middle school and high school for both the state competition and for the national. So we had quite a mix of ages and so forth. And then it's a smaller group, but they're equally intense. And mm-hmm. it's fun to see the energy and the enthusiasm. And they're looking at how this event is going to work, or they might have busted something on as they're moving their machine here. And so looking at how to fix that and how to make it just perfect. And the level of excitement in STEM-based activities is just so much fun to see. Mm-hmm. And it always makes me very excited for the future, right? Because we have great brains that are all working together, and I'm excited to see what they will do.
And it was even more exciting this past time because we saw at the state level competition who was going to get to come back in May and represent the state of Nebraska for the national level competition.
Absolutely.
As well.
And that was a lot of fun to see, and to see those students as they strive to reach their goals and then to see how they performed when they were here. And they were so thankful to be able to get to participate. And it made it a lot easier for them because it was a Lincoln team and an Omaha team. And so it was pretty easy for them to get here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is always nice, right?
A lot easier than the Hawaii and Alaska teams.
Yes, exactly.
Were
so. Exactly. Who had all kinds of challenges getting here.
Yeah.
So,
going back to the national level competition for Science Olympiad, this is now the second time that the University of Nebraska-Lincoln has hosted. UNL hosted back in 2015, as well as now 2025. And the planning process for those was vastly different. In 2015, it was faculty-led that kind of expressed the interest in bringing it to Lincoln, and this time in 2025 it was the Visit Lincoln team that got in touch with Science Olympiad. They expressed interest in coming back, and then we tried to just find the right connections at the university to see what the interest level was in coming back to Lincoln. Thankfully, you guys said yes, and we got to work closely with you guys on so many aspects of that. But, just in the difference between 2015, because you were involved in 2015 as well, what was the experience like this past time in 2025 with having more of that city presence, between Visit Lincoln and some of the business partners that were offering offsite tours and involved in the expo and everything like that. Can you talk a little bit about just the outside presence of the business community with Visit Lincoln, everything like that?
It was, I won't say that it was perfectly smooth this time, but it seemed so much nicer because everybody had their part, right? And so you guys covered some of the tours and somebody else covered this, and it was so great to have, you know, when you do truly delegate different opportunities or different tasks, it makes a big difference. And so it just seemed like everybody did, and again, we had such a great team assembled, you included, who did what we asked, right? Mm-hmm. And so you got all the hotels for us and helped set up all of those offsite tours. That's awesome. Then we could have somebody else who worked on Taylor and her team that were keeping the website up to date. Mm-hmm. You know, it just took so many people on campus, off campus, to bring it all together, to get volunteers to help, because that's a big part of it, is how do we get people who are going to come and help monitor some of the events and help us feed people? And it was, I remember 2015 as being a little less smooth on that side of it. And so this was really nice to work together as a team that really got things accomplished. And one of the best things I feel like I've ever been a part of. So,
All Office was so excited to be a part of it as well. And just to, you know, promote what you guys were doing and promote the things that were happening at the university and, you know, academically, the things that these students were bringing to the table and the opportunities that we know they could have at the university is so huge. And also the opportunities that we hope they have if they come to UNL and then they stay in Lincoln and then they get a job at one of our amazing businesses or they start up a business in Lincoln. Just again, that flow of how things could happen. And you play a huge part in that with what you bring in for admitted students and prospective students and families. And Sue Ellen, you are just a prime example of the people that make this place. And we are so thankful to have you doing what you do on campus and all the other amazing things happening on campus. And thank you for joining us today on the podcast. Be sure to check out Visit Lincoln, our website, lincoln.org, for all other things happening in Lincoln. And we'll see you next time.